Time for Gabriel Heater and his up-to-the-minute news of the world brought to you by Four Hands, F-O-R-H-A-N-S, Four Hands Toothpaste. If your gums bleed when you brush your teeth or are tender to touch, listen carefully. These are often signs of gingivitis, a common gum inflammation which 4 out of 5 may have. If prompt attention isn't paid, it may lead to pyorrhea with its receding gums and loosening teeth, which only your dentist can help. See your dentist, and at home help guard against gingivitis by massaging gums twice daily with Four Hands Toothpaste. Four Hands is the formula of Dr. R.J. Four Hands, the first and original toothpaste for both massaging gums to be firmer and cleaning teeth to their natural brilliance. And now, Gabriel Heater.
Good evening, everyone. This news will cheer the hearts of all Americans in all parties. Admiral Halsey's score for the 2-day air battle over Luzon is now 440 Jap planes destroyed and 30 merchant and warships sunk or damaged. News to cheer the hearts of all Americans. I'm told all transmitters in Berlin are being kept open all night for the election returns. There's so much keen interest in Nazi Germany in our election returns tonight. Well, count on this. The next president, whether his name be Roosevelt or Dewey, will fight Germany until her war machine is brought to its knees, until Germany announces she surrenders unconditionally. That being so, what possible interest can Germany have in our election returns? You and I have a great deal of interest in those returns. And here from Mutual's newsroom, where the tickers are pouring in the very last complete roundup, based on figures compiled exactly 20 seconds ago, they show 530,400 popular votes for President Roosevelt. That's more than 500,000. 362,100 popular votes for Dewey. And I may say they've been running pretty much along that ratio for the past half hour. That is out of a total vote, however, of only 890,000, under 1,000,000. And there are 50 million votes which may be counted before the totals are in. You may be interested in knowing roughly how these totals are shaping up in several states. But before I give you that, let me say this. Roosevelt, based on these compilations, now has a combined electoral vote, or is leading in states having a combined electoral vote of 196. 17 states having a combined electoral votes of 196 show the president ahead. Governor Dewey in 15 states having a combined electoral vote of 173 is running ahead. So that you can see, based on the leads, based on the early returns measured in electoral votes, it's anybody's fight now, win, lose, or draw for either candidate. This much, too, was clear up to 30 seconds ago. Early returns are following the pattern of early returns scored 4 years ago. In other words, there's no evidence as yet of any spectacular change. Roosevelt is generally holding his own where he held it in 1940. Falling behind a bit in some places, running ahead elsewhere, but generally, his popular vote, as reported up to this hour, is holding up to what it was in 1940. Governor Dewey is running strong where Wilkie ran strong in the first return 4 years ago. In fact, running just a bit stronger where he scored a heavy vote. Yet, based on these early indications, the president shows as strong a lead against Governor Dewey as he showed over Wendell Wilkie at this same time 4 years ago. One very significant fact pointed out a little while ago by Fulton Lewis, whom you probably heard, points to Baltimore, Maryland, where the president, although his vote is not as heavy as it was 4 years ago, his total up to the present hour, his lead remains unquestionably heavy. Maryland is a very significant barometer. It probably has the best record of any state for being on the winning side, and insofar as that may be a trend of any kind, the vote in Maryland may indicate a victory for President Roosevelt. There are some other factors worthy of consideration while we're waiting for more returns. Early voting may indicate a strong trend in one direction, despite many polls indicating a photo finish, and the voting was heavy in the early hours. Voting was brisk. People moved in and out in what seemed to be very fast time. That usually indicates a straight ticket, none or little splitting of tickets, and that also indicates a trend. Voting was heavy, surprisingly heavy. Now, Democratic leaders have said right along a heavy vote would mean a Roosevelt victory. But some well-informed Republican managers have felt a heavy vote might reveal a large independent vote. It might prove to be a protest vote. And that might indicate a Dewey victory, especially where the increased or heavier vote comes from rural districts. And insofar as we're able to determine, there was a heavy vote in rural districts, surprisingly heavy in a good many. Right now, we're watching Pennsylvania, New York, and Massachusetts. Some late returns from Pennsylvania show the president, Roosevelt, 64,140, Dewey, 55,559. That's close in a state where everything pointed to a very close vote. Missouri, Roosevelt, 3,409, Dewey, 3,432. Close where the pre-election polls indicated it would be close. Connecticut, Roosevelt, 41,221. Dewey, 34,558. Here's a later return from Pennsylvania. Out of a total of 550 precincts, Roosevelt seems to be pulling ahead now. 162,296 for Roosevelt. 134,326 for Dewey. This much would seem to be clear. Dewey will have to develop a strong and early trend if he's to win. Running as well as Wilkie did, or even slightly better, can't win. If early returns in New York or New Jersey or Massachusetts or Pennsylvania show the Dewey vote running well ahead of Wilkie, especially in the larger cities, why then his chances for election are good. But unless Dewey is able to move to that kind of a start, we'll know the winner sometime tonight, surely before morning. Thus far, Governor Dewey has not yet indicated that strong momentum ahead of Wendell Wilkie's vote. The fact remains it may turn up at any time, for he does show a very firm foundation in a great many states where Wilkie began with a strong foundation. But no matter how the election goes, you and I know this, there's a war to be fought and won and millions of men to be brought home. As we at home count ballots, men on a battlefield count casualties. As we at home count ballots, men on a battlefield count all the days and nights away from home. As we at home wonder how close it will be, a man fighting Jap Zeros over Manila knows how close he came. How much his faster plane, his better plane, his extra bit of ammunition won a battle and saved a life. No matter how the election goes, you and I know that's where we all belong tomorrow, behind our men. They fight not as Republicans or Democrats or Independents. They fight as Americans all, native and foreign born. Americans all, white men, Negro, Americans all, rich man's son, poor man's son, Americans all. And no matter how the election goes, you and I know there's no time for bitterness, no time for sulking, no time for carrying over the fever and heat of election oratory. There's a war to be fought and won, and millions of men who want desperately to come home and who are entitled to say to us, close ranks, fall in line, one people, one nation, one cause, one fight, one hope, one solemn obligation to live and work and pour out our hearts and all the work of our heads and hands to save a month, a week, a day, an hour, or even one living minute or one life, and hurry the day of victory. There are ships to be built and guns and 1,000 different kinds of weapons. Work to be done, no room for bitterness. We're a free people, free to speak and vote and make our choice. But that freedom carries a solemn obligation to so live and so work and fight here at home. All the swine of fascism and Nazism will know that we stand behind our men. We stand behind whichever man the nation declares to be its commander-in-chief. We close ranks and we shake hands and stand together. We tell each other the boy away from home needs us all, everyone. Here's a late return, Newark, New Jersey. A very significant return. Roosevelt, 2,990. Dewey, 5,324. A strong lead for Governor Dewey in a significant state. Yes, no matter how the election goes, you and I know there's one battle line where all Americans will stand tomorrow. Roosevelt, Dewey men, Americans all. A battle line we formed today, 50 million strong, outside a polling booth. Were we merely choosing a president? No, there was more here. This was a free people and its testament keeping the faith. What was it we were saying on that battle line? Were we merely saying, I want Roosevelt, I want Dewey, I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat, I'm an independent? No, that was only part of it, a small part. On that battle line, men and women were saying, this is America. Here we stand, men and women from every country on this earth, Americans all. Here's another return showing Roosevelt pulling ahead in Philadelphia. Roosevelt, 148,000. Dewey, 116,000. Connecticut is significant tonight. New Haven, with only one precinct missing. New Haven, Connecticut's second city, gave President Roosevelt 44,000 compared to 28,000 for Governor Dewey. 44,000 compared to 28,000 for Governor Dewey. That, to me, is a very significant return. Although New Haven, industrial, was expected to show a strong Roosevelt majority, that almost double total for Roosevelt here may be significant and show how Connecticut is going. Well, my sponsor, Foreign's Toothpaste, telephoned me tonight saying, use our time if you need it for your news. I do need it. News pouring in every minute. I merely want to say how grateful I am to the thousands of American homes responding to my suggestion to use Forehands. To thank you for responding in the magnificent way you have. Forehands will never let you down. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in the understandable heat of campaign oratory and the fire and fever of electioneering, a great deal was said by both parties which might better have been left unsaid. But that isn't important. We've had 40 national elections, and America proved herself bigger than either party, bigger than either candidate. America proved herself strong enough to survive all the heat and passion of campaign fighting. What is important to us all, to every home in America waiting for someone to come back from war, what is important tonight is saving that tradition, proving we are again capable of rising above all the bitterness, and to stand as one man behind all the men who march under our country's flag. Hard words are the luxury of a strong free people in campaign time, and we can take it. Let anyone who doubts it look back to previous campaigns. What counts is not what was said, but what will be said tomorrow. And there's only one thing for us all to say. We stand as one man behind our men. Now a last-minute return, Ohio. Roosevelt, 9,306. Or rather, Roosevelt, 141,616, and Dewey, 189,000. Now, Len Sterling.
Thank you, Gabriel Heater. Friends, one of the best ways to help guard against gingivitis is to see your dentist every 3 months. Then at home, to help gums be firmer, massage them with Forehands toothpaste twice daily. Clinical investigation proved this one of the best ways to help guard against gingivitis. Forehands is sold at all drug, department, and 10-cent stores, spelled Forehans. Forehands. Gabriel Heater will be heard tomorrow at the same time. This is Mutual.